Gemara Shabbat. Masechet Shabbat, Daf Bet. And we begin the new Masechet today. Masechet Shabbat begins with the laws of Hotza'ah, which clearly is one of the 39 Melachot. Actually, in Periklal Gadol, Hotza'ah is the 39th, the last Melacha. Tosfot right away questions, why does our perek or masechet even begin with the laws of hotza'ah? You know, first of all, normally masechtot would go through a sequence in chronological order, meaning you start from the laws that apply to Erev Shabbat, and then the laws that apply to Friday night, and then Shabbat morning, and so on and so forth. You go into an order. And here right away, you pick the melacha. Well, you want to pick a melacha for me. You pick the last melacha that's listed in Perek Klal Gadol. So there's four questions why they started with this. And he offers a few answers. One answer he says is that Hotza'ah Habivale. It's Habivah Teritana to start with Agdumeh. Mishum de Mishnazu Shaminan Kamma Devarim. And anytime there's a halakha where you can learn a lot of halakhot from its habiva for the Tana to start with it. Here you're learning hotza'ah, and you're learning haknasa, and you're learning about akira, and you're learning hanakha, and you're learning that the yad of a person is considered, you know, makom hashuv, and you're learning shnaim sha'asa'u peturim. So there's a lot of laws that come out of this mishnah, so it's habiva to start with the, you know, the laws that are filled. Another explanation is that he says that the dabar ha'hu ragil hashas l'shanot tehila, which means these things were ragil. I guess kind of hotza'ah is something that's common, so therefore they start with it. And Tosfot says at the end that it's called the melacha giru'ah. Melacha hotza'ah, people don't... No, they don't think that it's asur. I didn't do anything. What did I do? The hefetz is the same item. I just moved it from one place to another. I didn't bake it. I didn't, you know, sift it. I didn't, you know, weave anything. I didn't create anything. So they, in the eyes of the people, hotza'ah is not considered, we'll call it an inferior melacha. So to impress upon the reader, boom, you start off with hotza'ah in order that everybody should know that hotza'ah on Shabbat is indeed something very, very significant. I saw brought down in the Sefer Shabbat Shilmi that he brings down a different reason why the Benu Akadosh starts with Hotza'ah. And he says, because if you take the first two words of our Mishnah, which is Yitziot HaShabbat, it is the exact Gematria Ani Yehuda HaNasi Ben Rabban Shimon Ima Kolev. So there was a name is to the Benu Akadosh's name in the first in the first part of the Mishnah. The Ben Ish Chai gives a different remez, and he says that we know that Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba. Like we learned in Masechet Berachot, 1/60th of Olam Haba is keeping Shabbat. So it's possible to have Olam Hazeh, it's possible to have Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh by keeping Shabbat. And we know that when God created the world or worlds, it says Ki biyah Hashem sur olamim, that God created olam haba with the letter yud and olam hazeh with the letter he. Therefore, Masechet Shabbat starts off Yitziot Shabbat yud he, in order to hint to us that if a person wants to be nochel to olamot, the olam of the yud and the olam of the he, so he should keep the laws of Shabbat. Furthermore, we'll just conclude that the Mishnah will begin Yitziot Shabbat, and we'll explain what this means. Shtayim Shein Arba. Whatever that means, we'll explain in a second. But I saw the Mefarshim say in the Pardes Yosef that whatever you spend on Shabbat, you're going to get double. So Yitziot Shabbat Shtayim. If you spend two coins for the Shabbat, you have nothing to worry about. Shein Arba, they'll turn into four coins, which means the Yitziot or the Hotzaot, like Rashi will change the first Lashon, Mamash Hotzaot. The Hotzaot that you pay for Shabbat, you can rest assured you're going to be well compensated for. Okay, now that we have a little Hagdama, So now, Be'ezrat Hashem, we can go and try to explain the Mishnah. We begin. Yitziot HaShabbat. Now, right away, that she says, Yitziot would mean taking from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim. Yitziot, taking something out. But we know on Shabbat, it's not only forbidden Hotza'ah, but Hachnasah is also forbidden. That we'd be going from the Rishut HaRabim to the Rishut HaYachid. We're not defining today what constitutes a Rishut HaYachid or Rishut HaRabim. We're just going to call it easy today, private domain and public domain. We'll wait for the Gemariot to give us the different shitot on that. So really, the Mishnah, when it says Yitziot, it's Lav Davka Yitziot. So that she right away fixes it and says Hotza'ot. Hotza'ot meaning the movings or the goings out, which means either way. Shemirashut Rishut, right? From one domain to the other. Hamurot b'Shabbat, leode Shabbat. V'garom mefaresh d'haknasot name kakari yitziot. We're going to see that on the Amud Bet. That when the word yitziot is actually can be used also for haknasot. It's has a dual meaning. Ho'ilu motzim mirshut reshut. But that's what it means. Yitziot does not mean taking out. It means going from one domain to the other. So I'm always yotzeh from one reshut to another reshut. Doesn't matter which direction you're going. So Yitziot HaShabbat, regarding this deen of moving from one domain to another domain on Shabbat, what's the status? It says Shetayim. Basically, it's two cases. Shehen Arba, that are actually four. Bifnim, for the person that's standing inside. Ushtayim Shen Arba Bahutz, and two Alachot, that are actually four, for the one that's standing outside. Let's make it simple. For Hotza'ah, you need somebody inside, you need somebody outside. The Mishnah is going to refer to the guy inside as the Bala Bayit. He's the guy in the house. And it's referred to the guy outside as the Ani. And obviously the Ani's got his basket because he wants to collect tzedakah. And the rich guy inside the Bala Bayit's got the bread that he's going to give to the Ani. So that's the item that's going to be the subject of transfer. Then we're going to discuss different cases of when the Isur will be Isur de Oraita. There'll be two cases Bifnim, for the one that's standing inside, that would be the Bala Bayit. There'll be two cases that would be de Oraita. There'll also be two cases that will be de Oraita for the guy standing outside, which means the Ani. In each of these cases, there'll also be an additional two cases on each side, which will tell us that will be the Rabbanan, which will be Patur of Alasur. So basically, it's two that's four for the guy standing inside, two that's four for the guy standing outside, which basically the Mishnah is going to give us eight cases altogether. And again, four of them will be the Oraita, as we'll see, and four of them will be Midrabbanan. Let's just review the laws over here. In order for Hotza'ah to be the Oraita, you need what's called an Akira and a Hanaha. Akira means you have to lift up the item from one reshut, and you have to place it down in another reshut. It's got to be both to be hayab. Doesn't matter if the Bala Bayit takes the item from his house and places it in a reshut terabim, or vice versa. He picks it up in a reshut terabim and he brings it into his house. Bottom line, whether it's a hotza'ah or a hachnasah, if the Bala Bayit did both actions of akira and naha, that's hayab. The Ani, the same thing, he'll be Hayav de Oraita if he's outside and he puts his bread, let's say, or his basket, because he's collecting, he puts his basket, lifts it up from the shoot, and he puts it in the house, or he takes from the Bala Bayit bread, Akira, inside and puts it outside, is going to be also Hayav. Now, if each one does one item, the Bala Bayit does an Akira and the Ani does a Hanaha, or vice versa, those cases are going to be Midrabbanan. Now we're going to see all the cases written in the Mishnah. We start Ketzad. He'ani omed bachutz. Uba'alabayit bifnim. So that's how it sets up the case. Now let's read Rashi first. Rashi says, Shtayim shen arba bifnim. Le'otana omdim bifnim. So the guys that are standing inside, namely the Ba'alabayit. Shetayim min ha-Torah. Very important. So now when you read the Mishnah, when it says Yitziyota Shabbat Shetayim, in parentheses you put Shetayim min HaTorah. Hotza'ah v'aknasah, the Baal HaBayit, right? Hotza'ah meaning him bringing out to the Shulta Levim or him taking in. Perikah Zorek, Perishin Nafkalam. Now how do you know Hotza'ah is asur at all? So that she gives it to us right away. Vaitzav Moshe. Vayaviru kol b'machaneh. This is when they were collecting money for the Mishkan. He made an announcement. Vaitzav Moshe vayaviru kol. Lo tapiku mirishut ha-yachid lirishut ha-rabim. Do not take out from the private domain to the rishut ha-rabim. Lehavin nedaba lemachaneh leviyah. To bring your donations to Mahaneh Leviyah. Mahaneh Leviyah was considered Shut Rabim. Their tents where they were bringing their donations from is considered the Shut Hayachid. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's it. No more donations. Do not take from the Shut Hayachid to the Shut Rabim. V'yom HaShabbat Hayah. Bingo. K'dalifatam. V'al shtayim elu chayav hatat. Al shigigato v'al zedono karet v'al atraat sekila. V'chem b'chon melechet Shabbat. Okay, Rashi over here tells us that you're going to be Hayav over here. Hayav can be one of three things. You can either be Hayav Hatat, if you did it B'Shogeg. You can either be Hayav Karet, if you did it B'Mezi but didn't get a warning. Or you can be Hayav Sekila, which is Mitat Bedin, if you got a warning and did it B'Mezi. Why would Rashi over here have to tell us something that's so pashut? What do you mean? We know the melachot at Shabbat, the hayav. What? There was a hav amina that maybe hotza'ah is different. So I saw the mefarshim say yes, because all the melachot are not written in the Torah. All it says is lo ta'aseh melacha, and from there the Gemara is doresh whatever the melachot, the 39 melachot, and it says kol ha'aseh melacha motumat. Good, but here the Torah goes out of its way to say baitzav. So this is a lav. So I would have thought that maybe a lav that was separate from the words melacha is chayav malkut maybe. So that she has to come along and say that no, that even though I just told you it's a separate pasuk, do not think that it's subject to a lav and not included in the laws of melachot, kamash malan, that no, indeed it's chayav. And actually if you look at the end of that pasuk, it says, ve'al ya'asu od melacha. So you see that the Torah itself put it back into the rules of melachot. And therefore, it says it's a melacha, it's going to be chayav like all the other melachot. That's what she's telling you over here, because after he wrote you the pasuk, you might have thought that it's not chayav. Maybe you think it's malkut, because it's not regular lav. Lo tapiku. Lo tapiku is lo ta'aseh. Kamash malan, it's like all the other melachot. Now, on this over here, oh, let's get the cases first, then I'll tell you the chiddush. Case number one. כיצד אני עומד בחוץ ובא לבית בפנים פשט עני את ידו לפנים. So the עני was פושט ידו, he extended his hand לפנים ונתן לתוק ידו של בעל הבית. And he put the basket in the hand of the בעל הבית. So basically he did everything. He made עקירה ברשות הרבים and he made הנחה ברשות היחיד. So that was a case of הכנסה, which is hotza'ah, it's the same thing. And he did akira ba'ana, so the ani is going to be chayav solely. Rashi, pashat ani et yado v'chefetz betocha, like I said, the basket, v'natan tok yado de ba'al habayit, David le akira b'reshut rabim, v'anacha b'reshut yachid. The chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is going to be that he didn't put it down on the floor. He put it in the hand of the ba'al habayit. You say, oh, maybe the hand of the ba'al habayit is not considered hanacha. Maybe it doesn't have the right shi'ur. And the Gemara will tell you, no, yado shel adam is considered arba amot, and then it's considered makom hashuv, and then it's going to be hayav. That's a side point. Or shenatal metocha, or natal metocha, the ani. He took from the ba'al habayit's hand, vehotzi, and he brought it to the shut rabim. So basically that's considered a hotza'ah. The ani did everything. He'ani hayav. Rashi. O shenatal metucha v'otzi ha'chefetz v'niyach b'shut rabim da'avid le'akira b'shut yachid v'anacha b'shut rabim. Rashi. He'ani hayav she'asa melacha shelema hare shtayim min ha'torah le'omed b'chutz. So those are the two cases of the omed b'chutz. So when we say shetayim shen arba b'chutz, that's the case. Now, our Mishnah follows a style where, although it said Bifnim first and then Chutz, but it starts with Chutz when it gives you the example. That's the style that the Mishnah does. It Patach with this, and then it's Doreh, which is a normal style. You don't ask, how come you didn't go in the right order? You did go in the right order. You start off with in and out. Once we're discussing out, we give you the laws of out. Fine. The Balabait is Patur because he didn't do anything. Balabait was passive. Okay, now we give the next case. Pashat Balabayit et yado lachutz. The Balabayit now was poshet yado lachutz. Venatan netok yado shel ani. Balabayit did everything. He took the piece of bread from his house and he stuck it outside into the hand of the ani. So the Balabayit clearly made an akira v'anacha. Or shenatal metokha v'knis. Or opposite. He took the basket from the Balabayit, from the ani's hand, and he took it from the Reshut Rabim and brought it inside his house. Hence, he made an akira b'reshut Rabim v'anacha b'reshut hayachid b'alabayit hayab v'ani patus. So that would be the case of shtayim that a hayab in a Torah le'omed b'fnim. So far we discussed all the cases, four cases so far out of the eight that are clearly min ha-Torah. Rashi says over here, Pashat Balabayit, Balabayit Chayav, and Eshtayim in the Torah, Le'omed Bifnim. So now we are left with four more cases that we have to create that are going to be Midrabbanan. Patur Aval Asur. And this, no, the first case over this Patur is Patur Mutar. And the next case is because it's giving you, because Agav Sefa that we say Patur, we use Lashon Patur in the Resha. The Resha's Patur is Mutar, the Sefa's Patur is Asur. The reason why we discussed Patur in the Resha is because since we're using that Lashon in the Sefa, so we kept it congruent. But you're right, the Patur is different. The Patur in the Resha is Patur u'Mutar. That's why, Patur u'Mutar. That's the point. That is exactly the point. Patur u'Mutar. That's... Okay, that's not a Shabbat law. Okay, Rabotai. We continue. Pashat ha'ani et yado lifnim. Okay, so the ani stuck his hand inside. He had the basket in his hand. So therefore, he made an akiram reshut rabim. That's it. But he didn't put it down in the reshut yachid. V'natal ba'alabayit metokha. And what? The ba'alabayit took it. So therefore, the hanacha was made by the Balabayit. So in that case over there, it's going to be patur on both sides because the akira was done by the ani and the hanaha was done by the balabayit. So it's going to be o shenatan letocha vehotzi shnehem peturim. Or the opposite, the balabayit put into the basket, and therefore he made an akira, the balabayit, and then the ani pulled it out and he made a hanaha. Either way, both cases, the Balabayit and the Ani only made either an Akira or an Anaha. So therefore, Shtem Peturim, meaning Midrabanan. Let's catch up in the Rashi over here. We're reading Rashi, Pashat the Ani, the Avid le Akira. He took his basket from the Shut Rabim. Venatal Balabayit Metocha, he took the basket, Veniyah Bifnim, the Avid le Balabayit Hanaha. Or Shenatan letocha, the avid lebalabayit akira, right? The balabayit was okay. Let's say the piece of bread vehotzi ha'ani veniyah, and the ani was maniyah the bread in the shoot harabim. He picked it up, and the ani pulled it out and made the hanacha in the shoot harabim. Shenehem peturim. Why? Shelo asa ha'achat melacha shelema. Aval asurim. It is asurim lasot ken lekatachila. Why is it asud to do this lekatachila? Shem yavu kol echad veechad lasot melacha shelema b'shabbat. Oh, Rashi says b'kadushi. The reason why it's asud is because we're worried that if you start the melacha, meaning you did an akira, so it's very easy to finish it, and you might come to do a hanaha. So therefore, it sounds like the whole issue over here is that the akirot are a problem, because the akirot can lead to a hanaha. You start the melakha, you might come and finish it. Hare, what did we conclude so far? Two more cases to the list. Shetai medevrehem. Achat la'ani b'chutz, that he made the akira. Ve'achat le'balabayit b'fnim, that he made the akira. Which means now you have two more cases where each one respectively was okir. Now, the Chavra, why are you only considering it two cases? Why are you only looking at it from the akira side? That when the balabayit was okir, and the ani took the Chavra, the ani is also patur. So every akira case has a hanacha on the other side. So the Chavra is four cases. Understand the point? We're only looking at it another shtayim. When the balabayit was okir and the ani was maniyah, when the ani was okir and the balabayit was maniyah. Well, guess what? When the balabayit is okay, the ani is also patur. So that you gotta tally that one up also. So therefore, these two cases are actually four cases. So that she's saying, why are you calling these only two cases? Vim tomar shnayim en lekol echad ve'echad. So the two to each guy, akira la ani v'akira la balabayit, which is the case we counted, incidentally, v'anahal la ani v'anahal la balabayit, which is the case we did not count. The kamad parichle u'mishani delo hashiv ela akirot. Shen techilat melacha, ikalememar shema yigmerena. Like I explained already from Rashi, that we're only counting akirot because akirot are more serious because we're worried that you might come and finish. Not to say that you, that hanacha is going to be mutar. The mania is also patura balasur. We're discussing the primary gezera is on the akira. That's a more serious crime because the akira can lead to a hanacha, which can lead to a doraita. Rabotai, we have two more cases. The last cases are of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah concludes, Pashat balabayit et yado lachutz. So the balabayit, he extended his hand lachutz. That means he made a akira, v'natal ha'ani mitocha. And the ani took from it. So it means the balabayit made an akira mibifnim, and the ani made the hanacha mibachutz, or shenatan letocha vichnis, or he stuck his hand out, and the ani made an akira bachutz, and he brought it back inside, meaning the ani, the balabayit, vichnis shenem peturim. This case is just the reverse of the last case, that the akira is being done by the balabayit on the outside, and the akira is being done on the ani on the inside, which we were just switching where the akiras were done, but it's the same case of akira and hanaha by both the balabayit and the ani. And that's the case of the Mishnah. We have now all the scenarios, shtayim, shehen, arba, lefnim, shtayim, shehen, arba, v'bachutz. On this Gemara, there's a famous Rabbeinu Ovadia Mibartenura. Ovadia Mibartenura says, why are you giving me a case of an ani and a balabayit? So he says, yeah, it's coming to tell me chidush, because you might have thought that maybe the guy's not going to be hayav. After all, he's giving tzedakah. At least the balabayit is giving tzedakah. And therefore you might have thought, since he's giving tzedakah, so therefore, maybe he's not going to be hayav. Kamash ma'alan, that even so, that's called the mitzvah, haba'a ba'avira. And therefore the chiddush is that even so, he's still going to be hayav. The mefarshim over here ask a question to Tosfot Yom Tov. Tosfot Yom Tov says that we have a rule. Ta'a b'davar mitzvah, ve'asa mitzvah, patur. This guy over here, Lechaura, he was giving tzedakah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. And he did a mitzvah. He gave the guy tzedakah at the end of the day. So ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, even though it's Shabbat, he should be patur. We learned this, like a bit, brit milah, things like that. We had the cases where he was mild the wrong kid. There was two kids in front of him. Milah's duha Shabbat. Ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah. So a kid was anybody supposed to be mild, but he was ninth day. So we say, Yipatu so l'chaura, what's the Rabbeinu Ovadia saying that you hayav, because you, even though you're doing a mitzvah, l'chaura, you're not hayav if you're doing a mitzvah. That's the question of the Tosfot Yom Tov. Atam Sofer over here has a very, very interesting answer. He says, let's look first at this ani. What type of ani is this over here? this ani, you can't call him a to'eh. He's not doing a mitzvah. He's bringing his basket into the Rishut HaRabim on Shabbat, and he's going collecting. He's not doing a mitzvah. She said, this ani over here is a mezid. The guy is not a to'eh. He's a collector. He wants to make money on every day of the week. He wants to work 7 days a week. So he comes along and he writes, and I quote, he says, Aval emet she'ani hazeh hu eno hagun ve'eno mechuyav la'ahayoto. An ani like that that's mechalel Shabbat and has no regard, you're not considered achicha. And therefore, ve'abal habayit choshev la'asot mitzvah tzedakah. So that's the case of Hashav la'asot mitzvah ve'lo asa, and therefore it's going to be chayav. So therefore, you cannot say that he gets any credit for giving such a guy the inyan of the tzedakah. The last point that we'll say, just as a nice musar, that you know that the Gemara says and the Midrash says in the Terumah, that more than the rich man does for the poor man, the poor man does for the rich. That means, even though the Baal HaBayit gives tzedakah, who's really benefiting from the tzedakah? The rich man benefits more. And the simple explanation is, the poor man, you're right, he gets the dollar. But the rich man's getting Olam HaBa. That money that he gave might save his life one day. So therefore, who ends up getting the greater advantage of it? The Ashir. So the Mefarshim say over here that when you look at the Mishnahs, one of the cases of the Mishnah says, "Pashat ani et yado lefnim, v'natan letoch yado shel ba'al habayit." It says, "Look at the case. Pashat ani yado bifnim, v'natan letoch yado shel ba'al habayit." It's coming to be menamiz that sometimes the ani is actually giving the ashir, although we explain he's giving his basket to fill it up. But according to this Musar over here, he's giving the Baal HaBayit. The Baal HaBayit is receiving more than he actually gives. Rabotai, that is the Mishnah. And now we go to the Gemara. Tenan Hatam. So we learned over there. Where's over there? Masechet Shavuot. Shavuot, Shetayim, Shein Arba. Okay, there's four types of Shavuot. Actually, two that are four. What are we talking? Rashi. Tranatam, Masechet Shavuot. Shavuot Shetayim. Shavuot Shel Bitui. Bitui means expressing yourself. Lehara. Sometimes you can express yourself on the negative. Or Leativ, on the positive. Shetayim min litchayev alim korban oleh v'yored. That if you transgress the Shavuah, you'll be chayav korban oleh v'yored. Ha'amur v'parashah, those are written clearly. The Nafkid says, Melehara o lehetiv. Now, melehara o lehetiv demashma lehaba. That's referring to shivot that a person is making on future activity. Meaning, ochal, why he makes a swear that he's going to eat, and he doesn't eat. Or he makes a swear, lo ochal, I will not eat, and he ends up eating. That's the ones that are written in the Torah, la'atid, lehara o lehetiv. Shen Arba, we added two more cases. Yesh lechad rabot od shetayim miribuya katuv lechol asher yiftah adam. Any sort of expression. L'sha'avar. That includes two cases of avar. Achalti velo achalti. So therefore, we gave four cases that are indeed asur min ha-to-rah. Turn to Amud Bet. Yediot HaTum'ah, Shetayim Shein Arba. When it comes to Yediot HaTum'ah, it's also two cases, Minat Torah, that are actually four cases, Minat Torah. What's Yediot? Ha'amurot b'korban oleh v'yored, o nefesh ki tiga. But he touches something that is Tameh. V'aminim ha'masekat Shavuot, she'en ha'katuv medaber, ela b'tum'at mikdash v'kadashav. That what happened? After the guy became tameh, achal kodesh. That's avon. He ate kodesh. Or nichnas lebikdash. Or he entered the bikdash. Ve'yalfin hanatam she'en o mitchayev ela biyidiat techila biyidiat besof. He has to know that he was tameh in the beginning, and he has to know also what he did at the end. However, in the middle, he had a lapse.
What does it mean? Ve'alem b'ntayim, kegon shiyadash nitma. He knew that he was tameh initially. Ve'ne'alem b'menu tum'ah. Then he forgot that he was tameh. Ve'achal kodesh, u'mish'achal yadash yachlo b'tum'ah. And after he ate it, oh, I ate it b'tum'ah. That's the way we learn the case of the Torah, because it's ve'ne'alem. So there's a yidi'ah in the beginning, a yidi'ah in the end, and a he'alamah in between. And the case of the Torah is talking about Yidi'ah of Tum'ah and Yidi'ah of Tum'ah with a He'alem of Tum'ah in between. And there's two cases. Yidi'ah of Tum'ah li'inyan Tum'at Mikdash and li'inyan of Tum'ah li'inyan Tum'at of eating Kodesh. Shnayim. Two cases. Tashihim v'mashmut ha'katub. Le'alam v'menu v'utamim mashma shne'alam v'menu Tum'ah. Abad zachudu shakal Kodesh v'shizem Mikdash. Hare shtayim He'alem Tum'ah l'gabe Kodesh. Those are the two cases of the Torah. He'alem negabe eating Kodesh, and he'alem negabe going to the Mikdash. Now, where do you get the two other cases? Two other cases will be where he has the he'alem not on the Tum'ah, but he has the he'alem that he didn't know that he was eating Kodesh at the time, or he did not know that he was entering the Mikdash at the time. The he'alem is not on the Tum'ah. The he'alem is on the item, the Tumat Mikdash or Kodesh. That's another four or two. Yesh techad rabot od shetai miribuvi ne'alam ve'ne'alam bet pa'amim. Lerabot et hazachul le'tumah. Remember that he's tameh from beginning to end. Aval ne'alam memenu Kodesh. Kasabu shecholin hen. He thought he was eating cholin. Or ne'alam memenu Mikdash. And then he remembered after. So therefore we have four cases of yidi'ot ha'tumah that are assumed in the Torah. Shetayim shehen arba. Marot nega'im. Okay, those are the different appearances of nigaim, of tzara'at. Shenayim shehen arba. Interesting grammatical point here. The other ones were shtayim, which is nekeva. Here over here, it's shnayim, which is zachar. As she will point out, because the word mar'eh is zachar. So therefore, mar'eh nigaim, as she says, what does Ashi say? He does say. Look at Ashi, Dibura Matil, Shehen Arba. At the end of it, he says, Mar'e Lashon Zacharhu. Mishumachi Tani Shnayim, Shehen, it should be Arba'a, by the way, because Arba'a is Zachar. Also, that if you look at the Arba'a, they changed that to Arba'a. Okay. In any event, Rabotai, what's the case of two that's four? So the Torah comes and tells you se'et and sapachat. Those are two different colors that appear on the person's skin. And then there's other colors that the Hakamim added. Different ones that are baheret, azaka, sheleg, that it's like snow white color, or it's like a plaster that's on the hechal. So basically, those are also going to be asur min ha-Torah. And now we go to the Shabbat. Yitziot ha-Shabbat. Shetayim shehen arba. Okay. It's two cases. The two cases that are really four. The Gemara has a question. Maishena, why? When it came to Hatamta Masechet Shavuot, Detani shetayim shehen arba betula. In our Mishnah, we said shtayim shen arba omed bifnim, shtayim shen arba omed bachutz. We have eight cases. Here, you're not giving me all the cases. You just tell me shtayim shen arba. You went from two that are four. Yeah, what do you mean? Two that are four for the guy that are inside, two that are four for the guy that's outside. You skipped half the Mishnah. Why in Masechet Shavuot you just gave me a short version of this Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, easy. Achad de ikar Shabbatu, tani avot, v'tani toladot. Atam de lav ikar Shabbatu, avot tani, toldot, lotani. The Gemara says, hey, listen. The ikar of Masechet, the laws of Shabbat, the Masechet Shabbat. So Masechet Shabbat, we're going to give you the full version. Avot, toladot. Masechet over there, Masechet Shavuot was on Ikar Shabbat. If we only gave you the Avot, we didn't give you the Toladot. What is this talking about? Rashi. To the Avot v'Toldot. Yitziot v'Hachnasot. Ah. Now remember we learned that Hachnasot Asum in the Torah? but it's only a tolada. Now, I shouldn't say only, because for our purposes, a tolada is just as hayav as an av. There's nafka minot, legabe hatraot, and things like that, but for our purposes, the av melacha is hotza'ah, and the tolda would be haknasa. Why is that so? Chaura, what's the difference if I go from one yeshut to another yeshut? It's the same transfer, so that she says. Remember the source pasuk that Rashi brought us on that bet amud rishon. So from the pasuk itself, it's mashma hotzaah. Lo tapiku mirishut ha'rishut rabim. So how do you know haknasa then? Ela b'sevara aminan mechdi mirishut rishut kapit kara mali apuke mali ayule. Exactly. What do I care? Which direction? Okay. So therefore, our Mishnah gave you both sides. It gave you the Hotza'ot, and it also gave you the Haknasot. However, the Mishnah over there in Masechet Shavuot, it's not giving you the Toladot. So it's only giving you Hotza'ot. Al-Khawra, Hotza'ot. So there's two cases of Hotza'ot. What's the case of Hotza'ot? Well, one case, what's the case of Hotza'ot? You have two cases. You have the case of the Balabayit, that's Motzi, Lahutz, and the Ani, that's Motzi Lahutz. So it's Shtayim. Right. But it didn't say Shtayim in Masechet Shavuot. It's Shtayim Shehen Arba. So obviously you're giving me more than Hotza'ot. If that's all you're interested in giving me, which I have no problem. I'm giving you a lot. Masechet Shavuot is not Masechet Shabbat. I'm only giving you the primary stuff. What's the primary stuff? Avot. So it should have said, Yitziyot, Shabbat, Shayim. And I said, okay, no problem. You're limiting it to the minimum case that you have to do. But it didn't say that. The Gemara continues. So the Gemara says, Avot, my nihu. Yitziyot. Right. What's the Avot? Avot is Yitziyot. Taking out. V'yitziyot. Tarte Havyan. That's the question. There's only two Yitziyot. So how are you telling me in Shavuot? And you're telling me, oh, we're only telling me Yitziyot. But you didn't say it. You said Shtayim Shehen Arba. Evante betakusha. We catch up in Rashi. Tarte Havyan. Da'ani Yud Ma'alabayit. Umay Shehen Arba Diktani Atam. What are you talking about? V'chitema. Mehen lechiyuv, umehen leptur. So maybe you're going to tell me, no, we're only talking about akirot, or yitziot, I should say. But sometimes yitziot will be patur. In yitziot, you have a case of ptur. So we're introducing ptur, meaning the rabbanan cases. That's true. If they split the yitziah up, it'll be a ptur. So you have for the Balabai and you have for the Ali. But that means that in Masechet Shavuot, you're introducing the Rabbanans. But it says, Vehad dumya demarot nigaim ketani. Hey, listen, the case right before it is marot nigaim. Mahatam kula lechayuba, avhacha name kula lechayuba. So therefore, we're not giving the Rabbanans. Look at the context of that Mishnah. Now, the reason why they gave you the context of Mare Nega'im, because nobody argues that those four Nega'im are from the Torah. However, the Gabe Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, there's a Mahloket, if those Yidi'ot that Yare He'elem on Mikdash and Kodesh, some say it's the Rabbanan. So that's why the Gemara didn't ask from there. It only asks from Mare Nega'im, which everybody agrees is the Oraita. And that's the one that's right before the Shabbat. So then the Gemara says, nah, you're giving me Mare Nega'im, which is the Oraita. Now you're going to tell me when it came to Shabbat, you gave me the Rabbanans? So we're stuck again, Rabotai. Let's go back to the original question. Why in Masechet Shabbat did we say, Shtayim Shen Arba, the Omed Bifnim, Shtayim Shen Arba, the Omed Bahut? So when it came to Masechet Shavuot, Shtayim Shen Arba. And don't tell me that in Masechet Shavuot, you only give me Avot of Yitziot, because there's only two Yitziot. And don't tell me, no, in Yitziot, two becomes four, because then you're giving the Rabbanans. I'm not giving the Rabbanans over here. Evante? So comes the Gemara and says, Ela Mara Papa. Haha. דעיקר שבת הוא תנה חיובי ופתורי.
Here's חיוב שבת. Therefore we're going to discuss the חיוב, the פתור, everything.
הטעם דלאו עיקר שבת הוא חיובי תנה ופתורי לא תנה.
Beautiful. רבותיי, we only gave you in מסכת שבועות חיובי ולא פתורי.
How is that possible?
שתיים שהם ארבע. Oh, well, you can give me two הוצאז and two הכנסז. Right. I don't have a problem to tell me avot and toldot. Because both of them are no raitas. Both of them hayav. No problem. Why you come shtayim? Because shtayim is the ikar. Because hotzaaz is the ikar. It's an av. Shin abba, there's two more toldot.
Mind you, yitziot.
Oh, what are the main items? Yitziot.
Yitziot, tartin, havyan. Oh, the Gemara asks, what do you mean yitziot is only two?
Shtayim dotzaaz, shtayim dachnasa. Beautiful.
So Gemara says, v'ha yitziot ketani.
Yeah, but over there in Masechet Shavuot, it says Yitziot HaShabbat. So how can you tell me when it says Yitziot HaShabbat, you're giving me two on the Haknasa side?
Amar Avashe, Tan Haknasa Name Hotza'a Karila.
Very good. Like we learned, by the way, right in the beginning. That word Yitziot, it's not referring to taking out. It means moving the item. So if you're moving the item, well, Yitziot. Moving the item, wherever you're moving it. So you can call Yitziot HaKnasot. Let's get the answer now. The Mishnah in Shavuot basically is saying, Yitziot HaShabbat, we're only giving you the Oraitas. You know why we're only giving you the Oraitas? Like Man'en Negaim. That only gives you the Oraitas. And what are the Oraitas? Two that's Hayav, meaning as an Av, and two that's Hayav, Midin A, Tolada. Pirush. Two Hotzaot and two Haknasot. Aye, but it says Yitziot. What are you nervous about that? Yitziot could mean Haknasot also. Mimai. How do you know that Yitziot could mean Haknasot? Meditnan. Hamotzi mirshut lirshut hayav. Where's that? Later on, the command of Ayin Gimel when it's listing the melachot. Milo askinan dekam ayil mirshut rabim lirshut yahid. Aren't we talking about meaning included in that case of hotzaah? It means that you're taking from the shoot to the beam also to the shoot to the yachid. V'kakari lehotza'ah. And because go hotza'ah. Which means, we know from the sugya over there, it was going both ways. Put it this way. When the Mishnah lists the Talmud Lachot, it doesn't say, hamotzi v'hammachnis. It just says, hamotzi reshut nirshut. And we know from the Gemara there, it was going both ways. And it only refers to it as hamotzi. So then what does that mean? Hamotzi means both ways. How? V'ta'ama mai kol akirat hefetz memekomo tana hotza'ah kari la. Good. Hotza'ah is not discussing where you're taking the item to. But then you'd say, oh, hotza'ah is outside. No, it refers to akirat hefetz memekomo. Hamotzi the hefetz from its place. I don't care if it's outside or it's inside. Every Hazak Baruch. Exactly. Every transfer starts with akira. So the akira of the hefetz is amotzi that hefetz from the floor, from that place. Whether it's outside or inside, that's irrelevant to me. Evantem? The akira hefetz is considered hotza'ah.
Amar Avina.
Lavina then goes back to our Mishnah, which we did this in the first second. Maniti namidaika. No Mishnah is meduyeket. Diktani yitziot. Our Mishnah. Which is why that she right away, when it said yitziot, he jumped and said, don't get nervous, it's yitziot, because you can see achnasot, hotzaot. Become a finish, achnasa le'altar. And right away, the first case you give me is achnasa case. So therefore you see yitziot is referring to yitziat hefetz, hotzaat hefetz. Shwamina, proof positive. Rava comes along and gives another answer. Now what is Rava coming to answer? Rava Amar. What are you trying to answer, Rava? We answered everything already. We're good. So Rashi right away, look at the last Rashi here. Rava Amar. He's answering the semantic of the Lashon Neshuyot. I'm sorry, Neshuyot. Yitziot. So what does Rava answer? Rava Amar, Neshuyot Ketani. Switch to Lashon.
instead of saying Yitziot Shabbat Shtayim, read it Rishuyot Shabbat Shtayim. Okay, Rishuyot Shabbat Shtayim, right? This is Rishuyot, this is Yahid Nabim. Now, the direction, I don't care what direction you go. I don't care if you go a Hotza or a Hotza. There's two Rishuyot. Now, Rishuyot Shabbat Shtayim. It's true, Rishuyot Shabbat Shtayim. Which means our whole issue we were grappling with Yitziot is going out. Get the word Yitziot out of the picture here. Rishuyot, there's two Rishuyot. That's she. Baba. The cash shalach l'shtad yisod ben hacha ben hatam rishot ketar rishot shetayim rishot rishot rabim shet arba b'fnim kolomar v'al yedehen through these two rishuyot that I just told you yishtecha arba yisurin b'fnim uchtegdam b'chutz mem dechayu mem neptun. You have four each way. Two of them will be hayab, two of them will be patur. Two on the achnasa, two on the hotza'a, two on the division, you know, the akira v'anaha v'yid shivuot. Now, exactly, and in Shavuot it says Rishuyot Shabbat Shtayim Shen Arba. It's the four Deoraita cases, like we learned. Okay, Ad Kan Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen. It's like a 46-minute dam.